Today is Friday, February 8th, 2019. ESO Plus is free, RAM prices are plummeting, and Baldur's Gate is coming to consoles. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm X1. Let's get this show on the road and get it to the weekend. Online, one of the most stable and steady MMO games out on consoles and PC to date. It has a subscription service called ESO Plus, in which you get access to all the DLCs plus various bonuses. You get a craft bag, which gives you basically unlimited storage. You get double the bank space. You get 10% increase on experience and gold acquisition, crafting inspiration, and trait research rates. You get double the furnishing and collectible space in your player housing, exclusive ability to dye costumes, and double transmute crystal storage. Now, ESO normally goes for $15 a month. However, from now until Tuesday, February 12th, you will be able to experience ESO Plus for free. So go check it out. If you've thought about it, if you're into MMOs, if you're into Elder Scrolls Online, and you've just never pulled the trigger, go experience it for free, and you'll be able to see, is the benefit worth it? I've been subscribed to ESO Plus a couple times on and off here and there when I've wanted to level up a character. So go check it out for yourself. There is nothing more exciting than putting together and building the sweet, sweet mechanical machine that is a gaming PC. However, in recent years, it's been more expensive because RAM prices have skyrocketed. Well, guess what? RAM prices are finally cheap again. In a story over at PC Gamer, RAM prices are plummeting. They say back in 2016, you could get 16 gigabytes of DDR4 RAM for about $70, but the increasing demand from mobile phones using DDR4 chips, followed by some setbacks in production, drove prices up throughout 2017 to almost $200 for that same 16 gigabyte kit. It looks like those prices are falling. In late 2018, DRAM Exchange said that falling demand for RAM was coming, a combination of sluggish smartphone sales and lower PC and laptop production due to the shortage of Intel CPUs would lead to lower RAM prices in 2019. Well, it looks like it's happened. That 16 gigabyte of DDR4 RAM is back to around $70. So go jump in, upgrade your machine, build a machine. Now is the time before they go back up in prices again, because it was insane. I was trying to build a PC during that spike. Baldur's Gate, Planescape, Torment, and Neverwinter Nights, all amazing old-school PC RPG games, are coming to console. According to a report by Engadget, developers and publishers Beamdog and Skybound Games just announced that they're bringing numerous Dungeons & Dragons games to console this year. They said the selection of titles that will be making the move to console includes several originally published by BioWare, games from the Baldur's Gate series including Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, and Baldur's Gate Siege of Dragonspear will all come to console. Neverwinter Nights will also make the jump. Icewind Dale, and Planescape Torment will arrive on consoles this year. Now, they didn't go into any specific date, so we don't know when they're coming. We just know that sometime in 2019, we'll be able to jump in and experience the glory that started it all, Baldur's Gate. Finally, Trials Rising is coming out on February 26th, and Ubisoft has announced its road going forward with expansions and DLC. Trials Rising's expansions pass will ultimately provide access to 2 expansions and 2 customizations packs. The first expansion is going to be titled Trials Rising 66, and just like the title suggests, it's set along Route 66. It introduces new tracks, new contracts, American football-themed cosmetics in the form of a helmet, shirt, trousers, and cleats. And then expansion number 2 is titled Trials Rising Crash and Sunburn and includes tracks ranging from the jungle-covered mountains of Peru to the icy region of Antarctica. It also features new challenges, 2 new bikes, and an explorer-themed outfit. On top of that, there's going to be a samurai item pack and a stuntman item pack, which will bring new customization options and a new bike to jump around on. Trials Rising again drops on February 26th. Super exciting. Stay here for all your Trials Rising news. I'm definitely going to be jumping in. I played that game at E3. Ooh. So good. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. That's another week down. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun. Game it up. If you're not having fun gaming, you're probably not doing it right. Again, please share us with your friends. Rate us. Review us. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Post us wherever you can. Get the word out. Gamer Daily News is here, and it's here to stay. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you guys on Monday.